This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, listeners, it's Allie, and before we get into today's episode, I wanted to let y'all know that I am going back to my roots. I'm creating a new live comedy show. It's going to be a dating show called Love Isn't Blind, and the premise is that we're going to have five men compete for one lucky lady with the little caveat that the men can't speak. Because men should be seen but not heard, am I right? I'm kidding. Anyway, so we're going to get to know them. It's going to be elimination style, but they might have to do things like show us a talent, write a haiku, and I really, really, really want to call up their mothers and interview their mothers. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I've had a ton of women apply, and for some reason, I've scared off all the men. I can't imagine why. It's just like my own dating life. And then I was thinking, you know what? Longtime listeners know that I'm not actually interested in making anyone look or feel badly. I'm much more interested in having fun with the scenarios and the circumstances and the absurdity. So if you are a single, charismatic man who lives in Los Angeles, or if you know one, pass it along. loveisn'tblind.co. I apologize for the heteronormativity of this first iteration. I would love to repeat the concept. Different spin-offs every month with different demographics, ages, sexualities. So please check it out, loveisn'tblind.co. The first one is going to be September 29th here in LA. So even if you have no interest in being a contestant, I hope that you'll come check it out and say hi. Thanks so much, and let's get into today's episode.
Yo, yo, what's up? It's me, Lindsay,
and Allie, and this is Two Girls, One Podcast. Welcome. Lindsay has COVID.
Guys, the Omicromy got me. You know me. No.
We did
no,
it.
Matt.
You stayed so strong for so long, and
I thought I was not going to get, I thought I was going to be a gold star, survivor of the pandy. I am not, y'all.
Everyone and I know who was a gold star survivor has gotten fallen. It in the last 6 months, including myself.
Yeah. I am and this is honestly a testament to diligent testing, people. Like, I test a lot. I went camping this weekend. I tested before that, so I was negative. Sunday when I got back from camping, I was in an outdoor pilot reading, so fine. After that, I went and I was going to have, I had dinner inside with my friends. Every single person there was, it was like a family of four and me and one other person. Even the two children we ate dinner with all tested before we ate dinner inside, negative. So I was definitely negative on Sunday. Monday, I went and I worked.
To my house.
No, that's later, Allie.
But
wait,
yes,
you're not a part of this yet.
Yeah.
So Monday, I went and I worked with teenagers at a high school. And it was mostly outside. But cumulatively, we were probably inside for like an hour of this six-hour day, like in and out, setting up teams at the gym. The doors were open, but there were like 400 kids. I did not wear my mask. And that is when I am 1,000% confident that I got it. People don't think that's where I could have possibly gotten it, but no one else I was with, everyone's like, you definitely got it camping. No one I was with at camping tested positive. They've all tested twice since camping. No one at the pilot reading tested positive. Most of them have tested twice since then. All of them have tested once. No one had it. And the people I was with after the high school, I went and watched Allie do her hour sketch in her apartment inside, and we did not test. But I don't think I would have tested positive yet, because I'm pretty sure I got it that day.
Yeah. I'm hoping that you did not give it to me because it was that same day. And because
it's been 5 days since then. So.
Well, I saw you Monday night, so I feel like I'm not totally in the clear till tomorrow. And I also leave for Burning Man tomorrow. And longtime listeners know I have been waiting for 3 years, 3 years to go back. And I'm so nervous. I'm like, of course I'm going to wake up tomorrow and feel sick. Like, it's my birthday all over again. Because for my birthday... Listeners, I'm not upset with Lindsay. This is the way of the world. I could get it in a fucking grocery store, but I'm like, no! No!
Also, this should be a testament to testing more. Like, the only time I didn't test, the only reason you're nervous is because we didn't test before we were inside with you. Everyone else I was with that I've been inside with, we test beforehand.
Yeah.
But anyway, the other thing is, if you got it from me, the strain that I have is clearly very fast and furious because... I got it on Monday. I tested Tuesday morning because I was going to be in a car going to Disneyland with a friend. I was dressed in my freaking happiest place on earth t-shirt, ready to spend the whole fucking day at Disneyland. And I tested and I'm in the car looking at my test. And I'm literally 2 minutes from my friend's house. And I called her and I was like, girl, this test is positive. And she was like, no.
And I'm sorry I blew out listeners' eardrums like a minute ago screaming. Yeah. But okay, I do want to pivot because I feel like I'm projecting here, but I feel like listeners don't fucking want to hear about COVID anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm so like sorry.
They just don't want to. So we wish Lindsay well. We wish safety and no COVID upon me and a beautiful week frolicking at Burning Man. I also hope I don't get it at Burning Man because I'm immediately doing the San Francisco comedy competition. If you're in the Bay, come check it out. But I feel like there's no way Burning Man isn't going to be a super spreader. There's no fucking
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I'm
there's
like,
no
you're,
way.
Who's going to tell
no
her?
Way.
Who's going to tell her? I was like, Matt and I are just being very quiet. Also, that's Matt, our producer.
Hey.
Say hi.
Hey.
Wait, super quick point of clarity for listeners who are not in show business. An outdoor pilot reading is where airline pilots get together and have their palms read by psychics, right?
Exactly.
Just want to put,
yes.
Okay, good. I'm not
I
sure.
Was an airline pilot.
Excellent.
But just in case you are an entertainer and think that we didn't know what an outdoor pilot reading is. It's when someone writes a script for something that hasn't been bought yet, and it is the first episode of a TV show. And so we are reading it as actors, performing it for the writers so that they can see how it works, how it plays, what people laugh at, and what they might need to change so that they can try to sell it to someone.
Does this mean if it is sold, are you attached or no?
I don't think I'm attached, but I have known the two people that wrote it for decades.
And they've
so,
been fucking keep you.
Yeah, one of them I've known since I was 11. So I think I will be in it at some point.
Cool.
He's very inclusive. He cast me my first week of college. He cast me in a musical and he was like, oh my God, this girl was my sister's age in high school and I know her so well. I'm going to scoop her up before anybody knows. And I felt so special. I was the only freshman in this production. I got recognized by people at the Gap that first month of college. I just felt so cool. So, I feel confident that he'll keep including me in things and making me feel special.
I think Lindsay should sing everything on this podcast. Just sing all your responses.
Well, speaking of singing and performing, and since this episode, spoiler alert, there's no guest. We're just talking about ourselves. I am glad that, I mean, I really have a lot of FOMO while I have COVID. My mom, she has COVID still. But I think it was like the best possible time for me to get COVID because I am officiating a wedding next weekend, which will be...
So you'll be super safe there.
Yeah.
You'll,
and it's
peak
is
immunity.
Day 11 from when I tested positive.
Funny.
Is the wedding or the rehearsal dinner.
I was hoping that if I did get COVID again, that it would be last week.
Yeah, exactly.
For the same reason.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm officiating this wedding... technically day 12 from when I tested positive, but I'm officiating this wedding and then I'm house sitting my friend's big, beautiful house with a pool. And then I'm going to do my one woman show in New York. Listeners who are in New York, including Matt.
That's happening? Like that, yes. That's like on the books. Oh, okay. You got to tell me this.
I will.
You're like, oh, I'm on the East Coast. I'm like, cool. That's cool. You're in New York doing your show. What are you doing?
Tell everyone the dates.
My show is called Letters to the Boys I've Never Kissed. It is a collaboration with the audience to figure out why I get into these beautifully romantic moments where men and women choose not to kiss me or I choose not to kiss them. But then we weirdly remain friends most of the time. So I still know these people. I don't know. And then I write a cathartic letter.
Is the answer monkeypox? Is that why you don't kiss?
No, girl. Monkeypox is new. Me not getting kissed is a lifetime occurrence.
Got it.
Monkeypox isn't going to help.
Yeah.
I'm all for these pandemics. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Monkeypox isn't going to help. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm doing that September 15th under St. Mark's. So,
It's one single day.
One night only.
Okay. All right.
Under St. Mark's is where Jen and I started Blogalugs.
Really?
Like a fucking decade ago. So, yeah. 2G1,
full circle.
Listeners, go see the map. Yeah.
All right. Let it be known. I got to check my calendar because this is the first time I'm seeing the date. But if I can make it, I will be there because Lindsay and I have not physically met in person. We've never been in the same room.
So the meeting will happen.
If you don't send me a selfie, I'll kill you.
Okay.
The selfies will happen and they'll hit the Discord.
Yeah.
But
we'll
also,
put them in the Discord, yeah.
If listeners are in New York and you want to see a show, like we will be there. Lindsay will be there. I will hopefully be there and we can all be there together.
Fine.
So let it be known.
September 15th. 1P hang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's get this happening.
I'm very excited. Now I'm nervous that I said the wrong date because I have a.
Say it again. What's the date?
I have a COVID brain fog. Okay. Yes. September 15th. Thursday, September 15th.
Where can they buy tickets?
I think the tickets will be on the Under St. Mark's website, which is maybe through Frigid as well. I will get the info to Matt. We will put it in the show notes.
In the show notes, for sure.
Exactly. And in the show notes will also be the show I'm promoting that y'all already heard about. Loveisn'tblind.co. That's where you go for all the information. And they already heard about it. So...
No, tell us more.
We need more dudes.
Process.
We need more dudes in LA.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited because
I'm not going to be here.
Because you won't be in town. Actually, none of my friends will be in town, so we'll see what goes. But you know, I haven't created a live show. I used to always be creating live shows, and there was a whole pandemic, and I've been trying to like move into other media as well. So two things. A show that I used to do about breakup texts. I did sell, and I can't. I still am not allowed to totally release the information. But actually, by the time this episode goes live, supposedly some of the info will be released.
Okay.
Very exciting.
That's big news.
Very exciting. The thing that I can say is that if you want to hear celebrities perform your breakup texts, get at me. I'm at Allie Goldie across all social media. There's going to be a form for submission. You're also going to get paid if you choose yours.
Wow.
That's all I can say for now, but it's going to be very fun. And then simultaneously, I'm creating a dating show, and I hope to, you know, move that into other media as well. But yeah, I want to live match people, and the gimmick is that the men can't speak, but I've scared all the men. So I was thinking like Two Girls, One Podcast listeners might be a really good target because they know that we don't actually have any interest in like making fun of people or, you know, humiliating them for whatever weird fetish they have. You know what I mean? Like, I'm planning to have a lot of fun with the ridiculousness of the scenario and the fact that the men can't speak, but I want everyone to have a fantastic time. So if you know a single man in LA, at the risk of being repetitive up the top, please go to loveisinblind.co and you can apply there. And I might match you on stage, but if you don't get officially matched on stage, I'm going to make you look awesome in front of a room of a lot of other singles. I want to get the audience mingling. Mm-hmm, I want to get the people who are in relationships in the audience.
To break up with each other and find their real true love.
They have to wing person. So I'm thinking like I might have a moment where I have the contestants do something written, right? Because they can't speak. Like I think I might have them write a haiku about their dream date or something. And while they're writing, I'll have, if you're in a couple, you have to interview, you have to meet a single person in the audience and then pledge to wing person. I'm like, I just want to get people mingling. I feel like post-COVID, people are kind of desperate for human interaction still. I don't
10 years from now, someone will contact you and say like, yeah, we got married because of your show. Like this
will
happen.
That's what I want. I want to, yeah. I want it to become a monthly show where I then track, like I want as people leave there to be a,
I want you to have better data than Tinder. Like you'll have a better success rate than Tinder. That's let's do this.
I'm triggered by you saying post COVID because I'm currently mid COVID.
I am
like very much like having a lot of FOMO and and also having a lot of brain fog, but I don't think it's normal brain, like not scary COVID brain fog where my brain's never gonna get better. Yeah. I think it's that I am out of practice talking to people and I can't remember what I'm trying to say mid-sentence. It's like I haven't had practice. Basically, and I wish I was high, but I don't know if you know, it's a respiratory disease and I don't got no edibles, just the joints.
Do I need to have edibles delivered to, should I ease you some, ease as a delivery weed service for people outside of California? Should I ease you some edibles?
You know, I've you know been what? Getting I sent
I might do
a lot
that.
Of smoothies, but no edibles. So
I might ease you some edibles after this because that feels like the thing to do for people with COVID.
I do feel very loved by my friends. I haven't had to make anything. I've gotten sent all my meals. It's truly amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, wow. A lot of my friends sent me stuff too, but having COVID for my birthday was not ideal. Although I did make my friends come to my balcony, take my ID, and go get my free ice cream at Jenny's because Jenny's gives you free ice cream. I was like, I don't want you to treat me. I don't want you to pay for this. I want my free birthday. The ice cream, and she did it.
And they're like going to the store. They're like, "My friend has COVID. Here's her ID. It's really her."
And they gave me the free ice
That's
cream.
Great.
Another friend dropped off like a whole care package of like every. Yeah, it was really
That's
nice.
So sweet.
But P.S. Not an ad, but Jenny's ice cream is the fucking
yum.
Real
is it on the
fucking
East Coast?
Deal.
It's
or you can get it delivered or something.
My gosh,
when
it's so
during
good.
Special occasions, it's like we got Jenny's, and it's like yeah.
And for those of us who are lactose intolerant, they have amazing vegan
sorbets.
Very nice.
Texas cheesecake. Goddamn. What was I saying? Okay, back to the show. I want to track if couples result. I want to track if hookups result. I would love as people leave for there to be like a QR code or something where you can like submit if you met someone and sign up to be a contestant on a future show. I'm hoping that finding contestants for the first one is going to be the hardest because people are like, what the fuck is going to happen?
Once people understand what the show is, then those audience members could be contestants in the future.
That's what I'm hoping when they see that actually... I just want everyone to have so much fun and meet people in this weird way. I mean, yeah, I do kind of want to make fun of the idea of like the men can't speak, but I'm not, I mean, but I've spoke, some of my guy friends are like, this sounds so scary. Like I would never do this. And I'm like, well, man up, motherfucker.
How is it scary for you?
I know, you
just
have to
sit.
You just have to be alive. Like, I don't get it.
Oh my God.
To be living. I know.
Yeah, that is weird. Well, here's
I had
thought.
One guy friend also be like, but this is like what happens all the time, right? Like women are inundated and like now we have to compete. I'm like, no, dude. Women get the short end of the stick for everything. We're not inundated by all these amazing bachelors all the time. That's not
we're inundated
reality.
By dick pics and invitations to sit on your face. No, thank you.
Yes.
What?
Oh my God. It's been really interesting because some people, I also talked to this one guy. Oh, this is really fascinating. I talked to this one guy. So I wrote this big matchmaker. Oh, she's like a big like dating influencer. Her name's Yue. I should actually just say who it is because she's really big. And it was really kind of her. I was like, I don't know. She'll never write back, but whatever. She wrote back immediately and was like, reach out to this guy. He's a member of all these men's groups. And I didn't really know what that meant. But he's a member of all these different singles groups for men. And it was the most fascinating, delightful, like kind of beautiful conversation because my... bias, I guess, is that I feel like these men's groups, like they're pickup artists or they're like weirdos, but like everything he had to say was like kind of beautiful. And I was like, all men should take these classes. Like he was like, and it was really, it really made me like see the other side too. He was like, imagine how hard it is if you're an introverted man and you have to walk up to a stranger at a bar and say hi, and then she freaks out and runs away to her friends, and you're humiliated and you think it must be you. And so he said this class was like really helpful in like helping with his confidence, but also like understanding how to not take it personally. And the fact that like, well, from the woman's side, she's really maybe
afraid
or uncomfortable. She doesn't know you, and she doesn't know what to say either. And so she runs away, but it doesn't mean that there's no one out there for you. It was like really lovely. And he talked all about the different ways they learned about consent, and just, it really just seemed, and I don't know, just like emotional intelligence and how to, yeah, just like self-awareness. It was like really lovely. I was like, oh my God, every man should be taking this class. Like every man who is still single in his 30s should take this class, you know? And it's just interesting because it's like, I know so many fabulous single women who are taking dating courses. And I'm like, why are you taking a fucking dating course? But it's frustrating to me that the women are always looking to like improve themselves and figure out why they're still single and what's going on. And you don't hear the same thing with the guys. And I don't know if there's a combo of maybe the guys are secretly doing this and they're embarrassed to say so, and or it is stigmatized and it shouldn't be stigmatized. But anyway, it was so fascinating. And I won't call him out because I don't think he wants to be called out. But he is starting to put me in touch with some of these singles groups, and I'll see what the type of men are that
find those
are in
cute
those
little introverts. That's my type. I love a quiet serial killer looking dude in a corner.
Wow. Well, the other interesting thing,
you're at a party with a beard and no friends. I love it.
But Lindsay, the other thing that was so interesting is like, I've had so many men be like, oh my God, this concept is horrible. You're just going to like, because I really want to call their moms. I think it'll be so much fun to interview their mothers. Like, why should we date your son? Which I think is adorable. But I've had a lot of men be like, this sounds horrible for men. This guy that I talked to from the singles groups, his take was so interesting. He was like, we've been spending time in our course learning how to like read a room and body language and emotional cues and not even think about words necessarily. And so he was like, this is actually fantastic. And I was like, thank you. So
send
we'll
it to the
see.
People in the course, bro.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's okay. Sending it to them. So hopefully some...
Is he going to do it? He should do it.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
He has a girlfriend
part,
now.
I didn't want to put him on the spot in that particular way, but he's... I said, you know what? I would love to sit in on one of these classes. I would love it. Because you know me. I would just... I love...
Allie, we should have him on the show. Or someone, whoever's teaching the class on the show.
They're very much in person, but I was thinking I might talk to them about
classes.
That. I'm sure there's online components, but he's introducing me to the founders of several groups. So that is a possibility that we could have them on the show. And I browsed one of the websites and it was nice, you know, because I was like still nervous as they're going to be like pick up artist manipulation tactics. And there weren't. It was like one of the articles was like what to do when she puts you in the friend zone. And it was like respect what she says. And here's how to identify whether this is actually really good for you, right? Like, are you just hoping for more? Because then maybe a friendship like actually isn't a good idea or feasible.
Right, yeah.
Right, it was like really great advice. It was like, or do you think it could be great to be friends? And also keep in mind that she has other single friends, you know?
Yeah. So that's what I always think.
But I asked if I could sit in on one of these groups because I sit in on everything. You know, this is the whole, this
You're
is the
a little
podcast.
Voyeur.
I love
You're
it.
You're a little voyeur.
It. And he said, probably yes. And also I might be able to be like a guest coach because they just want women to be like super blunt and honest with them. And I was like, sign me up. So I'm super excited. It's been very interesting just like planning this show. I have to get into like the actual jokes and material of the show soon, but it's been interesting planning it because I also got in touch with a matchmaker at Talkify and she was talking about how we could collaborate and, you know, put on other events too. Cause I was also talking to her about like, how do we make speed dating cool? Cause speed dating has such a bad reputation, but actually is like a fabulous, such a time saver. I meet these men online. They're total fucking strangers. Then I have to go out with them or Zoom with them for an hour as opposed to just like meeting a ton of people for 3 minutes at a time. Like how do you make speed dating cool? So we were talking about that too. And she said, they're starting to do a lot more like events, right? Where it's like weed events where they get high and like, I don't know, we're talking about incorporating comedy. So that was a long-winded tangent. I'll shut the fuck up now, although I do have another story that you guys know about.
Oh, wow. There was something I wanted to talk about, but guess what? It's gone. I really...
This is like, hey, guys, I have COVID. Did you know that? Guess
what? I really couldn't...
Yes,
what
you
was
told
I
us.
Going... I don't... I was going to say something, and it's so... far. Oh okay. My gosh. Okay. Okay.
Did
I have
back?
Another thing. This is totally separate.
Okay.
But y'all, Oh, I remember what it is.
You did it! Get, play the air horn. Play the air horn.
Oh, where is it? It's here. Now she's got two things to say.
Let's go.
Okay, so the thing that I remembered is I recently joined a new online community, which is so rad and very fun, but totally challenging to put on the podcast because it is queer ASL. I take a weekly class to learn American Sign Language, and all of the instructors are queer, deaf people. Most of them live in Canada, and it is so cool and so fun and like such a warm and friendly place to learn. And so I'm excited to get better at that, but I have a lot of homework to do. The first week, the homework was just like learning the alphabet and numbers and like how to introduce yourself. Like, my name is Lynn.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Great radio. Great radio.
I was just signing my name. No big deal. So
why is it that they're all queer? Is that related? What's that have to do? Is just by chance?
Just because I'm the queerest person who mostly exclusively sleeps with the opposite sex ever.
Yeah, no, I would also identify.
I'm also
that.
Very sad because I in continuing
you're like, I'm 2% queer. Can I get in?
I'm like 60% queer.
Okay.
But I just
except that sexually she only sleeps with men.
Yeah. Okay. But socially I don't hang out with straight men anymore. Anyway, I
that's just friends. Yeah. I don't understand. Go on.
I have a very queer community. Anyway, just to show you how queer I am, I'm very sad that tomorrow I will not be performing in the Drag King show that I'm supposed to be in.
Because I saw that and I was like, I've been out of town for every single one of Lindsay's Drag King shows and I fly out tomorrow for Burning Man.
Yeah, but I will also not be in attendance. But I had such a great sketch.
But you can do it again
ready.
Later.
Yeah, I can. But mine was very Short King summer focused.
But I also, I sent you, there's a Drag King thing. There's a hoo-ha-ha.
You did send it, but I'm
you're out of town?
I think I'm out of town. It's in October, okay. So I have to check.
October 13th, yeah. I want to see you Drag King it up.
I might be there. I
submitted stand up for that same event. It'd be cool if I was doing stand up and you were drag kinging. There was something I was going to say and I forgot and I don't even have COVID.
Well, let me say the other thing. The other thing is that, y'all, I got COVID in my period.
Oh, that sucks.
So shitty. So, like, also, I worked out before I went to Allie's house. Outdoor workout. Your girl is trying to be safe and yet here she is with the vid.
Honestly, it's kind of why I was like done being safe. I was like, this is going to come get me anyway.
Well, now I have it. So I worked out. And so on Tuesday when I tested positive, I was like, I do have body aches. And I was like, no, girl, that was because you did quads and back like a crazy person yesterday. Like, it was just all workout soreness. My actual muscle soreness was in my jaw. Like I had done a bunch of Molly and was just clenching my mouth all night. It was like sore for a whole freaking day. Like, this whole part of my face was so bad.
I'm in the mode right now where because I saw you on Monday, it's like I have like the slightest tickle in my throat. And I'm like, oh my God, do I have it? You know?
No, it was, yeah. Anyway, so then I was like, oh, why does this part of my body, like my upper rib cage and my boobs were so sore. And I was like, fuck, I'm about to get my period. I just tested positive for COVID. And now I'm definitely going to get my period in 2 days because my boobs are always very sore 2 days before I get my period.
Same. At least you're getting it all out of the way.
Yeah. But then TMI, I'm about to go on vacation. I'm going to be free as a bird.
My TMI period news is that I got mine last week and I was like, I won't have it at Burning Man. Yes. Do you know how awful it would be to, in addition to everything else, have to pack tampons and also feel shitty and fatigued and change them in a fucking porta pot? No, thank you.
Yeah. Ew.
You still have to go in the porta potty, though.
Yeah. And actually,
can you just pee on the pliers? That really frowned upon.
No. It's completely unacceptable there because it's basically like a city of 60,000. It's like peeing in the middle of the street. You know what I mean?
And yet.
Yeah. But you can. It's like it's not even frowned upon. Like, I don't even know what would happen. It's like so socially unacceptable.
You just
there.
Get dust in your hoo-ha.
Okay. I don't understand. understand why everyone talks about like sex at Burning Man. When I'm at Burning Man, I'm like, I'm so dusty and gross. Like the last thing I would ever want is for someone to like touch my body right now. Like I don't get
Aren't there like full on orgy tents though, where you shower and do it?
I walked through the orgy dome. Didn't I tell you this?
There you go. So that's why they talk about it.
Oh, no, no, but I'm saying full... like, I don't get the hype where everyone's like, it's so sexual at Burning Man. And I'm like, I think that doesn't, it is what's happening. I don't get it. I'm like, I want to.
Is the orgy tent dusty too?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
Well, if I have told that story on air, we'll save it for another time. Oh, my friend, one of my guy friends was so funny at Burning Man. He was like, what, he went for the first time 3 years ago, because it was the last one, but we were there together biking around. He was like, yeah, everyone talks about sex at Burning Man. And I was like, so excited about like all the sexuality here. He's like, my dick is a stick of chalk right now. It was the best line. He was like, no, thank you. I was like, that is
no,
so good.
Thank you.
My dick is a
no,
stick
man.
Of chalk. So
but
good.
There's just a bunch, there's like a lot of cuddling and making out as well, right? Because of the drugs.
Well, also just because it's like a lawless freedom zone. Yeah, no, I've definitely like made out with people at Burning Man, but I have no, a lot of people at Burning Man, but I have no interest in anything else at Burning Man.
I can't imagine that I would have zero interest in having sex at Burning Man if
Wait
I was making
you...
out with people a lot.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. A lot of
but
most
I do
people
have
disagree
very...
with me, but like, wait till you're there and you're super dirty. I want
I have
to go
a
next
very
year.
Sensitive sniffer, though. So I feel like I don't want to smell other people and their body. Also, I didn't
people
lose my sense
smell.
Of smell. I didn't lose my sense of smell. No, but mine is so sensitive. It makes it, it ruins my friendships. There are people that I cannot be friends with because of their personal smells. I
this
can't
is good
handle
to know
it.
Because I have such a terrible sense of smell and I often worry that I smell, and it's good to know that you would know.
Lindsay's like, I have to tell you something. We can no longer be friends. I'm sorry.
Have you ever been able to smell me, Lindsay?
I mean, I've been able to smell everyone, so yes, but you're not a chronic problem, or I would have told you. I'm also the type of friend that's like, look, you might need to switch up your deodorant.
Yeah, no, I want to know. I want to know if that's true. All right, we got to get out of here, but there is one story that's like very relevant to listeners that I would love to share, which is that last week's episode was about VR Kmart.
Ooh.
And last night I went to my friend's place, a new friend who's like so fabulous. I love people where you meet them and they're instantly like, yeah, my stuff is your stuff. Come over, do whatever you want.
Nice. How did you meet? Is this through like
a
work?
Oh, this is a good story
pen?
Too, actually. Yeah. So I'm obsessed with rock climbing. I go twice a week, but I've had a lot of trouble finding rock climbing buddies, and you need someone to belay you. So I'm rock climbing. So I've been like meeting people through random networks to go rock climbing with. So I was rock climbing with this new girl who's very sweet. Anyway, I'm rock climbing, and all of a sudden, the guy next to me turns to me and goes, Allie Goldberg. And as soon as he did, I was like, Seth Lewandowski. Like, I knew exactly who he was, too. And, like, I'd seen him at the gym before, and he looked kind of familiar, but I thought, I've probably just, like, seen him around, seen him on Hinge. Like, who knows? You know what I mean? But as soon as he said my full name, everything came back to me. He and I used to wait in line together at auditions when I was like 23. And I haven't seen him since. But like, wow. When you would wait in line for auditions.
In New York?
Mm-hmm. In New York in my early 20s, you'd start to see the same people every day waiting in line. Huh. And he was really friendly, really great, really personable. And I just remember like he was like one of my line buddies. And we would.
Yeah.
Wait in line together. And
that he remembered your first and last name.
I remember,
you know
this
what I mean?
Too. As soon as
that's
he
funny.
Said it, I would
it's
never,
on your headshot.
I would never yeah, called fair. It. But we talked a lot. But like, I feel like we were like becoming friends. And then I don't know why we lost. I forget the details, but I haven't seen him in at least 10 years.
Wow.
More, 15. He lives in LA. His wife is fucking awesome. Now I've been climbing with his wife. Actually, he's been really busy and I've been climbing with his wife and she's so fucking cool. And she randomly was like, I have a VR headset if you ever want to try it out. I forget how it even came up. And I was like, I absolutely want to come. I've been wanting to try out VR chat because of our interview a long time ago with, I think his name was Searmore, who does these interviews in VR chat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just so fascinated that you could walk up to someone. Anyway, and then last week's interview was with Kmart, VR Kmart. So anyway, my new friend, her name is Ka. She's from Venezuela. She let me come over and try her VR headset. And our guest and I think, I'm so sorry. His name's Eric. And I think he's the founder of the VR Kmart.
Oh, yes. That's right. Mm-hmm.
They met me in the Kmart and they gave me a tour. And it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Wow. I will say, like, it was unbelievable because it was my first time in VR chats. I mean, the Kmart part, of course, is very interesting. It's like a total replica of a store. It's bizarre. But I did VR, as I've talked about, I think, on the podcast. My friend works at Oculus. I tried a bunch of things and it did blow my mind. And that was like 4 years ago. And I probably haven't been in it since. But this was wild. I mean, it was literally like I felt like I was inside of a sci-fi movie. Like, I can't explain how immersive it is and how wild. I realized that the reason we can't explain it is we literally have nothing like it.
Yeah.
Like, it is so fundamentally different than watching something on a screen. I mean, it surrounds, it is literally like you are in another world, and it is unbelievable. And now I think I need the Oculus Quest 2, but it's like $400. I don't know what to do. Listeners, do you know a good discount?
You should wait, because I think Meta, announced plans for the third headset, but also I will never own a Meta Facebook device and strap it to my face. We're waiting for another company to release a standalone. You don't need a computer. You don't need a cable.
It doesn't
exist yet, but it's going to come soon. And if you can hold out, it will probably be better and not Facebook. But that's just my personal speculation.
I agree with you, but that could be years.
It could be.
It's already
especially
been years.
With the chip shortage and slowdowns in production and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was wild. Like, something our guest Carbon said that was totally true was, like, there's a lot of kids walking around.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, kids would come up to me, and, like, that was weird. Wait, maybe it wasn't Carbon who said that. I think it was my friend who said that. She was like, I'm trying to be our chat.
Carbon definitely
was talking about it.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, that part was weird. But, like, this other person came up to me, and I'm sorry if I'm not saying this properly, but, like, there were Asian characters over his avatar's head.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I tried talking to him and he didn't respond, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure this guy is just like living in Japan. Like, I'm literally just standing next to someone who is currently in like China, Japan. I couldn't identify the characters. I apologize.
Right.
But like, it was fucking wild. It was wild. I want to go back like immediately.
Mm-hmm.
What did your avatar look like, Allie?
Yes.
So I used my friends.
Question.
I used my friends.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it look like her? As her.
No, she hasn't really spent much time in VR chat because the social element freaks her out. For me, I only want to go do the social part. So
right.
It was like some default avatar, but yeah, I definitely need a headset that's like standalone. I don't have like a PC gamer system. So
No. Especially because it's very hard. It's very technically challenging currently to do that. You need something that just works.
Unbelievable how responsive it was. Eric could move all of his fingers. I mean, you could could see his body language. Like, I feel like I could tell how he was holding himself in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And what was so unbelievable is I think you can tell a lot from body language and physical cues. And I always thought those would be missing in VR. And it was unbelievable how many were present.
Yes. Two important things on that. One is, the more high tech the headset, specifically the grips, the more articulate the body language is. So Eric, I presume, was probably using a PC something
he was
or
not
other.
An Oculus. Yeah.
And then secondly, I think Searmore, or no, it might have been our guest who talked about VR sign language, was speaking about embodied space.
Oh my God,
remember that
interview
term?
Was so interesting.
That was amazing. But specifically, that you're describing what they are calling embodied space, which is like we're talking on a video platform and we see each other, but we are not like standing next to each other
in a
virtual space the way you were in VR. And that is truly, it's like you said, you cannot describe it to a person who's never experienced it.
I mean, it's really, I already drank the Kool-Aid when I did it years ago, but I feel like this is like reinvigorating me where I'm like, holy shit. And as like a theater dork storyteller, I'm like, I need to get back in there. Like,
yeah, I think you will be inspired to, you will be thinking differently about your art form the more you do this. I think.
And I just think any new experience is good fodder for something, but it was unbelievable. Like, I want to go in there and explore other worlds. Also, Carbon, like, opened this fucking portal, and I was just like, I'm in a sci-fi. I'm living. I mean, it's crazy. It was fucking crazy.
It's very fun.
And shout out to Eric and Carbon if they hear this, because I was like a Neanderthal. Like, I was having trouble moving, and they were moving so fluidly. It was like, everything about it was fascinating.
Like a technical question, because I intended to join you, but I was not able to make it.
Matt,
I didn't realize
Matt
that you were still
me up like every other man.
I totally flaked and ghosted. I lost Allie's number. No, you didn't have the sort of account or avatar setup experience because your friend already had it. So I guess
I did set up my avatar like 4 years ago when I tried my friend's headset.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was
so I guess my question is, like, when you boot up VR chat for the first time, where are you in relation to the place you want to go? Meaning, like, you're in some sort of communal or solo space, and then you friend Carbon somehow, and Carbon is like, zoop, let's portal through to Kmart.
It was confusing. But there's definitely like a menu area where you like choose Kmart as the world you want to go to.
Yeah, sure. But why is it there?
And then it loads that world. There's like a menu.
Like
I think it's like a typical gaming menu. So you have to like search for the worlds. But you can also search
for VR Kmart.
Yeah, and you can also do a social search and search for people. And I was confused. I was doing everything wrong. So I hesitate to even tell people. But I think when I tried to go to where Eric was, it sent me to the outside of Kmart, but didn't send me to where he was, which is interesting too, right? Because it's like if random people start friending you or someone, I don't know, it's just like they shouldn't be able to just like appear where you are, but like,
right, sure.
It was wild. It was really wild. And the other interesting thing is Eric's giving me this tour. And then at one point I asked about the other employees or something. And he was like, well, we're encouraging people to get outside for summer break, you know, touch grass. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're in college. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, first of all, I'm such an old lady right now. Mm-hmm. But also I said to him, how many of your friends, like how normal is it for college students to own a VR headset? And I didn't press him on it. I don't think I got like an exact, but he was like, a lot. It's very normal. A lot of us have it. And I was just like, wow, they're growing up in a completely different world.
And also, can we just take a moment to mention that like college kids don't give a fuck about Facebook, but because Facebook is investing and is the current leader in VR standalone headsets, they're still in there. They're using
the
platform.
You're right.
And that, you know, take that as you will. I just find that interesting.
Yeah, because everyone's like,
they're making a play for the future. Yeah,
they are. Wow. Although VR chat is not Facebook.
No, VR chat is not using an Oculus.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, correct. Yeah, it depends if they're using. That's correct. That's correct.
Yep. Sure.
Yep. So are college kids using PC VR or what? Yeah, that's a good point.
The other thing when I was in there is like the graphics are good, but I was like, In 10 years, this is going to be
Ready Player One.
It's unbelievable.
The graphics are better on PC already, like markedly better than what you saw. So what Eric was seeing was probably substantially more fidelity than what you were saying.
For me to do that, I have to buy other things as well, right? You have to get the headset
and a $3,000 gaming PC.
No, thank you. Yeah. Okay. So
I am not about that life.
Lindsay, though,
I have tried it. I did Oculus and it was amazing. And Allie, like you were saying, like being a performer, an actor, theater person, when I went and did it at Meta, the people, it was Facebook back then. I can't believe I just said Meta like so normally. Also, I called it the Facebook for like a decade because
Amen.
That's what it was when it first
Grandma.
Came to
yeah,
me.
When we got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, when I went to Facebook headquarters and tried out the Oculus the first time, the people that put it on me, the guy was like, I love watching you do it because you move so much. And because he's like, most people like just stand and look around, but like a T-Rex was walking toward me. So I like crouched down and that thing walked right above me. It was crazy. And like, I turned and watched it walk away, and and he was like, oh, let's put her in this other one, just because it was fun to watch someone who really isn't afraid to engage with it and everything to like really do it. And I think that's the level that most people are at now. Like, it's really cool. Also, it scared my ex-boyfriend because I tried to lean on things that weren't there. And I would fall.
I'm sorry to brag, but the first time I tried VR was at a closed door thing with Oculus before it was acquired by Facebook. Like, one of the developers gave us a dev kit in the room and was like, try this on. And it was early days, so it was amazing, but it was like looking through a screen door. It was, and they call it screen door effect. It was like, there's no other better. It's not pixelated, but it is, it's like pressing your face against a screen door and then looking outside. Yeah. It's very immersive, but you still feel like there's something in front of your face.
Yeah.
And 2 to 3 years later, they were acquired and they were off to the races.
The other thing that's interesting is that my friend Ka, who I borrowed it from, she's from Venezuela.
Also, Kahuai is a great name. I'm just saying. Someone in Hawaii probably has that name. But Kahuai is a great name. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
So, she is like really eager for her friends from home to get it because she's from Venezuela. Cool. And she's like, I want to go hang out with them in VR and just be. Right. She's like, it's so different than just talking. It is. Yep. You feel like you're hanging out almost, you know? It's really fucking wild. But the thing that's fascinating is I feel like this conversation is really interesting for anyone who's tried it. And if you haven't tried it yet, this conversation sucks.
Maybe.
But maybe you're going to get to try it. And also, I feel like, let's be honest, our listeners have probably tried it.
Also,
or they care about it. They're interested in it, you know?
But if you would like to let us know, get a VR set, patreon.com/2G1P. I was like, I don't know. I just feel like I could drop $200 on it. Like, that feels really
you'll
like a
get
lot.
There.
And,
you'll
but
get
it's like
there,
$400 right now.
Yeah, but get a secondhand one or wait for the price of the two to come down when the three gets
the three
released
comes
or whatever.
Out, you can just get the two.
When's the three coming out? I can't wait that long.
I don't know what to make of this, but Mark Zuckerberg was just on Joe Rogan's podcast.
I know, and I hope they both burn in hell.
And he never
totally placated Joe Rogan too. He was like, we did make it less prevalent for the baby Biden emails to be in our news feeds. And I'm like, what are you saying right now, Zuckerberg? Can you go somewhere and sit down, you idiot?
But anyway,
there
Rogan
are no
was
good
like,
billionaires.
So,
there's no such thing as a good billionaire.
Wow.
I believe I was reading headlines correctly. Rogan was like, yeah, I got to try Oculus 3 and it's pretty rad. Or he called it Oculus and Mark Zuckerberg was like, it's the Meta Quest, but thanks for trying it out. You know, kind of bullshit. Anyway, I have never listened to that show,
and
but I really want to steal the feed from somewhere and see what the fuck happened in that room.
Yeah,
I don't care. I honestly don't care.
I'm with Matt.
I hate both of them.
It's just fascinating.
Well, I don't hate what's his face, Zuckerberg, but he's obviously not a good person. Joe Rogan is an obviously bad person. So to go on his podcast and placate him in that way is so annoying.
Yeah. Well,
and
I don't know, it's an interesting choice given the late hubbub about Joe Rogan. It's an interesting choice to be like, people like Meta is always dealing with a fucking slam of bad news and bad press.
Right.
Choose now to go on Rogan is almost leaning in and being like, yep, I don't give a fuck.
Authors who are like, I was about to roll out my book to Joe Rogan's 10 million, whatever, 100 million listeners, and I canceled because I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. You know, shit like that. It's like, right.
Meanwhile, your shit just got hacked, Zuckerberg. So maybe focus on that.
Wow.
Everybody
was
posting to Eminem. I didn't even go on Facebook that day. So I had no idea. I was just watching all the other like Twitter feed it to me on my phone and Instagram being like, everybody on Facebook being like, why are all my friends posting to Eminem's Facebook page?
Wow. Okay, I could talk about all of this for another fucking hour, but I'm seeing the time here and I gotta run. But this has been, I hope our listeners find this conversation as interesting as I have.
We love you guys. We appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for listening. And next week, we promise to have a guest for you.
Do we? Be careful. I'm going to Burning Man. I will say, if we don't have a guest, I think we should play that sign language one.
Yeah.
Or Sear More again, because those were so fascinating.
Love
but yes, I'm at Ally, A-L-L-I underscore Goldie, G-O-L-D-I, across social media.
I'm at The Lindsay Life, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y-L-I-F-E, across all platforms. And go there to the platforms to see info on the show, because I am going to do a show in LA before the New York show, but I just don't have a date or location yet.
And at Matt underscore Silverman, if you want to stalk him as well. Patreon.com/2G1P. Help me get a headset. And you can email us 2G1podcast@gmail.com. You can call us and leave us a voicemail. Don't be scared. No one will pick up, but we will hear your voicemail and we will fucking love it. And if it's great, if it's entertaining, we may play it on the show. That number is
347-871-6548. That number again, 347-871-6LIT.
And you can find us on Facebook. We're not very active for all the reasons we just mentioned. but Two Girls, One Podcast. And, you know, tag us, especially if you have guest ideas or something you want to contribute. We will get those alerts and pop on in. And we are fairly active in our Discord group. So discord.gg/2G1P. So you can find us there to discuss episodes and learn more. Sometimes the guests of episodes pop in. So that's fun too, if you have additional questions. And we haven't said this in a while, but please review us on Apple Podcasts. I think Spotify has reviews now. It really helps with discovery of the show. So that would be really helpful if you've been listening for a while. Even if you just leave like a 2-word review, if you like it, please leave a review. If you don't like it, I can't believe you've made it to this part of the show.
Also, if you leave a 2-word review, please let it be boogers and butts.
All right. That's 3, but otherwise I support you. Like, it's just boogers, well, butts. Boogers, butts.
The 2 words are boogers, butts.
Yeah. Got it.
This show sucks. 5 stars.
I'm sorry for talking everyone's ear off today.
And, we love you guys. I'm not sorry. The time flew by for me.
But I feel like I personally talked a lot. And I know I generally talk a lot. And I'm trying to work on giving space for other humans, which I did not do in today's episode.
People are hitting play on this podcast to hear you talk. If you don't talk, you're not delivering the social contract.
But they're also... No, you're right. Practice that. I love it. All right, friends, we love you all. Hasta la pasta.
Bye.